bunch of great movies.
Around the room real quick, just to appease Ewing in the chat, did any of us see and how did we feel about Drive? I saw it. I liked the I liked everything about that movie.
Mike and I saw Drive together, as a matter of fact. Yep.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, it was adorable.
You guys bring little airplane bottles of rum.
Was it your first date?
Yeah.
No, that's nice.
I loved it. I was, but what stunned me about it, it didn't sit
Maybe
in.
Maybe we should just record this. Just
I'm already
in case.
Recording,
okay,
sir.
Good.
That's how good I am. Welcome to the intermission.
Bam.
But there was one last piece of my appreciation of the movie that I didn't understand at the time I saw it. And I didn't understand it until 2 days ago.
By the way, I haven't seen it, so watch them spoilers.
Spoilers. But I didn't understand it until 2 days ago when a Ain't It Cool News talkbacker, which if you want to make jokes about IMDb, those guys are the goddamn Rhodes Scholars of the internet when you look at the talkbacks.
Comparatively speaking, yeah.
Jesus. It's like it's fucking Poe's Law for how much of a joke can you make about these kind of people, and then what do they actually say? And it's like, no joke can work. Yeah. They're worse than the jokes. Someone said
fanboy Poe's Law.
Every so often, I read the comments. I'm like, why did I do that?
Why? There 500 some, comments. Not one of them worth reading.
Yeah. What was the movie? It's a current movie. It's a movie that's coming out. Like the trailers just came out, and it's like the internet buzz is starting for it now. And someone was like, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look that great. And one of the comments was, it's written by the guy who wrote Drive. And my brain went...
Suddenly interested.
And I figured out, not interested, I figured out what it is I appreciate about the movie Drive that I didn't understand that day. If you were to read the script for Drive, it would be a very bad movie. It would be a fucking cheesy, obvious movie. But you watch the... basically, the only directorial input was, if we do this slow and make it seem thoughtful, it will seem... not like Fast and the Furious.
I don't think that's fair. I think that's the thing that everyone's putting on it, but I don't think I see that when I watch the movie.
I would be interested. You might be right. You might not. Because if you look at Ryan Gosling's actual dialogue...
Well, that about sums it up, doesn't it?
Well, you might be right.
Those are the options laid out in front of us.
You might be right.
You lost me.
But what I'm saying is if you actually...
be on or off.
It's binary. If you actually look at... like, Ryan Gosling brings this fucking... killer performance to it. Like, well, literally, because Trey just walked away. This killer performance to it. Fucking outstanding. But if you actually look at the words he's saying in between all the performance, it's really fucking awful. Like, if you give it to another actor, that becomes the Fast and the Furious. If you give it to a director who doesn't have the confidence to take it slow, that exact script becomes the Fast and the Furious. So that's my thing, where I'm like, I think a lot of the drive that I like is... mostly directorial and editing choices. Ryan Gosling being amazing, and then like someone said, we're going to take this stereotypical, in terms of at least story, stereotypical driver heist robber movie, and just make it a thinky indie think piece.
Well, yeah, it's doing less. Less is more is the concept at work that they're doing with Drive that they don't do in Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is loud and doing as much as it possibly can in your face as much as it possibly can. And Drive is not. Drive is just doing less and, you know, simplifying it. And that's what we say is good is when you do
something.
What
did you think, Michael?
You watching Drive was very much... I remember coming out of that and I was surprised at how different it was, like you say, from something like The Fast and the Furious. It wasn't really amped up and stuff like that. But you watch it and it's like, this is what people called action movies when Steve McQueen was doing action movies. This is an old school action movie where it's more about the character drama and you get like one or two scenes with the car just going apeshit, but not like over the top Fast and the Furious style, but just
a car chase.
Really intense hardcore driving, kind of like a Death Proof as well, that kind of classic, not quite as rife as Death Proof, but
structure, because Death Proof structure is all kind of wacky.
Oh yeah it's
but not... in terms of the this is an quote-unquote action movie, but there's only really one action sequence in the whole thing.
Right, exactly.
That's the parallel.
Yeah, and it's more of like a crime drama, in a sense, which is not what I was expecting.
The word I would apply, if it might be interesting to have a Twitter account for like Roger Ebert, or someone that already has like a big following, just one-word reviews. I could see that being interesting. Like, okay, what's the one-word review for this, or that, the other? The one-word review for Drive would be riveting. I would call Drive riveting. You're just like...
Drive is
fucking, I'm right there with you movie
that
What's going
I was
on?
Paying attention to the whole time. Yes, yeah. I would absolutely agree with that. I liked it a lot, and I think like you said, it's a lot about having... Because you got to think that almost any script, if it's badly executed, is going to turn out shitty. If you read a David Mamet script, it's like, you got to nail this or this is going to turn out fucked up, you know, because of the way he writes in all the pauses and people stumbling over their words and stuff like that. It's like, if you get an actor who doesn't get that... Fortunately, Mamet can direct his own actors. Usually, he usually directs his own stuff, so he can get that. But it's like, if an actor didn't get that, it could be disastrous.
Yeah, or even give a Sorkin script to director and bad actors. Oh, like, okay, you're having these two bad actors repeat the same line of dialogue back to each other five times in a row.
Who directed?
Fuck that.
Who directed Charlie Wilson?
Rob Reiner, right?
No. Jesus.
Because I would say
I think
Charlie Kaufman.
Let's see if we can beat Trey's brain.
Oh God damn it!
I think Charlie Wilson's War is what happens when you put a
Mike
bad
Nichols.
I think that's what happens when a director who's not tuned for Aaron Sorkin directs Aaron Sorkin, because it's a really good movie, but it didn't have that same hit you in the face, A Few Good Men impact, or American President, just like, or a Social Network, just. Wow, that was a fully realized thing. I think Charlie Wilson's War operates on performances and writing, but the actual movie feels almost...
I totally disagree. I think Mike Nichols is one of the few people that could have made that movie work as well as it did.
That might be the case.
Because that's who Mike Nichols is. Mike Nichols is one of the few...
Overlapping dialogue.
One of the few directors we have who's famous for highbrow, esoteric, fast-talking, think piece.
Yeah, I mean, he did
God,
the
just look
cage.
At his IMDb photo.
Yeah, exactly.
That is highbrow.
He's an intellectual guy, and everyone who's ever met him says he's the smartest guy they've ever met.
He did The Birdcage.
He directed The Graduate. Yeah. He goes, he directed The fucking Graduate, which is like, if Aaron Sorkin had been writing movies, he would have written The Graduate.
Anyway, so Drive, that was our brief submission.
Haven't seen it.
Are we good?
Seeing it, see it at Redbox all the time. I hear, just haven't gotten around to pushing the button just
definitely
yet.
Check it out. Just don't be fooled by the marketing, which tries and push it as a Fast and
Furious. As opposed to that woman who literally sued because Drive was not the movie. The trailer told her it was.
Which, by the way, goes back to our other intermission where it's like, you can sue for any damn thing
you can
want
sue for
to.
Anything you want.
Anyway, so check out Drive. And that was for Ewing who asked.